This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Melanie, it's been a week since you've been on the show. You are our Monday night co-host, which means you are the last co-host pretty much since the election that has not been able to comment on the air since the election happened.
Technically, Johnson and Cody were on during, they were on after.
Yeah, and we didn't really know for sure at the end of Tuesday night, but regardless, you were not at all on during the election. And you've been watching the news since. I know that there were a couple of issues in the news that you were, you know, you wanted to talk about here tonight. One of those is apparently there was a school vote. Now, I don't know where this happened. I have not seen the story. But
oh, there's mock elections that happen all over the country.
Right. And so some elementary school apparently had one of these mock elections. And mom of one of the students got a little upset over her son apparently voting for Donald Trump.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you have any other details you want to share about that story.
Yeah, basically, and she filmed this. So it's not like, if I had just read about this, I wouldn't necessarily believe it. Or I would think that this kind of thing happens generally, but I wouldn't be able to say, okay, for sure this happened. She filmed it. She was fairly smart about that, though, because if you watch the video, you can hear her talking, and she's obviously holding the camera, but the video never shows her. It shows her two sons. One is roughly 7, and one is maybe 1.5. And she found out that her son voted for Trump in the school election.
The 7-year-old, not the toddler.
The 7-year-old. And so basically, because a 7-year-old made what she deems to be a bad decision about who should be the next CEO of the United States, because, you know, 7-year-olds are completely competent to do that adequately. She packed his stuff, packed a suitcase for him, and made a big show of kicking him out the house. She actually did kick him out the house. I'm presuming that she let him in later, like people who do this thing are apt to do.
I do have a story here about this. And as I said, I'm completely new to this. I haven't seen the video. Apparently, it is somewhat profane.
Yeah, you can't play it on the air.
She says, "Get your S and get out," apparently, at one point, telling her son that, quote, "Your suitcase is packed by the door, been packed since 10 a.m. this morning." Now, is she screaming? Is she yelling?
Oh, yeah, she's yelling. Hysterical. She's going off.
And he's sitting there bawling.
and
his mouth is open the whole time, the way kids do when they cry, mm-hmm. where their mouth is just wide open.
Yeah, I couldn't
watch more than 30 seconds of it.
I mean, and then the toddler's upset because he thinks, you know, because she's doing this in front of the toddler, and he thinks his brother's getting kicked out of the house.
Right, so it's just like screaming and crying.
She's just being an abusive, horrible human being. And
she then hands him a cardboard sign which reads, quote, "My mom kicked me out because I voted for Donald Trump." So when people see you outside, she tells him, they know why you're standing out there. The woman follows the child out into the street and continues to berate him as a younger child wearing a diaper stands nearby. At one point, she asks the boy why he voted for Trump. He replies that it's because he saw him on TV a lot. Fort Bend County Sheriff Troy Nels confirmed that his office is investigating the incident and that the boy is safe. He says, "As a parent, I find the video appalling. As your sheriff, I have ensured the child is safe. Nels added the detectives visited the boy Friday night, and the Child Protective Services, the District Attorney's Office, and the Fort Bend Independent School District Police Department are also investigating the incident.
Hold on. The school district has a police department.
Yes.
That's probably the most shocking thing out of all of this.
Well, I'm not shocked by this woman's behavior. I mean, this is typical human behavior. I mean, I'm kind of shocked that there's a response to it,
when
really.
You say typical, you mean insane, shrieking human being kind of behavior?
I mean, if humans were doing awesome, the world wouldn't be in the state that it is. So there is nothing about this woman's behavior that at all is surprising to me.
But is it criminal?
I don't know. I'm not as familiar enough with Texas law to say for sure. I would guess yes, even in Texas, where they're cool with that kind of thing. I would imagine... And I mean, socially, I don't know.
Putting on an act, telling your son, okay, you're out of here, bud. Get out of here. I mean, was she really serious, or was this just for show? Was this in the middle of the night? Was this
it was at night.
Day?
I don't know if it was the middle of the night, but it was dark.
Okay.
And, I mean, so it could have been 4:30. I don't know. But whether or not she was serious in the sense that she intended to kick him out of the house. I think she was serious in that she wanted him to believe it. I mean, that's the point of going through it. I mean, right. After the fifth or sixth time, they realize, okay, you're lying,
you're really
whatever.
Right.
But this seems to be the first time for him, or at least one of the first times. He's young, okay? We're older. We're adults.
Yeah.
Like, we know that she doesn't mean it because she can't. I mean, and the fact of the matter is you get paid to have kids in this country. She doesn't seem like the kind of person who's a CEO of anything.
Okay.
Seems
kind of trashy.
Her income level, I would guess, is such that she's getting paid to keep these kids, so she's not going to kick them out for that reason.
Okay, so, Ian, to answer your question of did she seem kind of trashy? Somebody with class, one,
wouldn't
not film themselves berating their child, and secondarily, they would not berate their child in such a manner.
I mean, she's abusing her kids for clicks is what's going on here. Because why else film it? I mean, people do this on a regular, but why else
that's a good point.
Film this? Why make the sign and say so that everybody knows?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's definitely for show, for sure.
People with high intelligence levels don't do this, so, like, no. I mean,
but is it justification to take her child? Is it justification to charge her with some sort of crime?
Well, that's a separate issue, because you can be an abusive, evil person without it being justified, and especially, so whether or not the kid's better off anywhere else is kind of irrelevant. The options are this evil woman and CPS. And if I have power over a child for some weird reason, and my options are CPS.
Where your child could be raped.
And, yeah.
Or murdered.
Yeah.
And flip or a coin, both. Flip a 300 million sided coin to assign them to any adult in the United States. I'm going with the, 300 million sided coin because CPS is just that horrible. So saying that they're not better off at CPS isn't really saying much.
We can continue this discussion. If you've seen the video, I'll watch it coming up here when we get off the air and come back. We can comment further on that. But if you've seen it, you've got comments, you can join us here. And I'll see if I can play an edited version as well. It might take me a couple segments, too.
I don't think you've got enough time to edit that thing out before the end of the show.
All right, I guess we'll see. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, we go to Dick. He's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dick.
Hey, and Mark, Ian specifically, had a conversation with a guy last night about violence and voting and is voting consent.
Yes, very, very protracted conversation getting into the nitty-gritty of whether or not voting is consenting to the state, whether or not it is using violence against your fellow neighbor. Go ahead.
So I've been kind of on the fence about this, thinking about it as just a philosophical thing, and I'm not sure where I'm still not sure where I stand, but I thought you guys had a really great conversation about it last night.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I think it's important. Like, functionally, it's not granting consent because the government is going to do it you could say, I don't consent to anything they do, but they will still.
They're going to do it anyway. Consent. I know. Yeah, I've tried it.
To claim that, you cast a ballot that one time, so therefore you consent to everything that they ever do, it denies the fact that consent can be withdrawn.
Actually, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, consent's not granted. You know, you can revoke it at any time, and there might be, you know, a punishment if it was like a contractual agreement. But if the other party breaks their end of the deal when they break the law, and it does, yeah. if it was a trial, an actual trial, if they
right.
broke any part of that agreement, you know, whether it's one police officer breaking the agreement with some strange...
Then it's null and void. Stand by, Dick. We'll bring you back if you get more to say on that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And who would get into a one-sided contract like that?
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here, and you can bring up anything that you want. Talking about the mother who kicked her son out of the house because he voted for Donald Trump. The video is in various different places online. I did find one version of it that appears to be an uncut version. Well, there's a jump in the video where she kicks her son out in about the first minute or so, and then the video does cut to where she's out front, sort of following him outside of the house. Now, I haven't gotten through the full things. We only have so many minutes during a break where we can actually, you know, play something back and listen to it. And the video is about 3 minutes long, so weren't able to see the whole thing. Like I said, just before the show, you asked me about this, Melanie. I had not even heard about it. The question, of course, being, did this mother commit abuse on her son? Is this a criminal act that she has committed here by...
Well, it probably is criminal, regardless of whether or not Texas has a habit of enforcing things like that, and regardless of whether or not it should be, I would imagine that it's criminal.
What aspect of it? I mean, because... Now, I don't know how the video ends. She does follow him outside, so she's sort of, you know, she's with him while she's kicked him out. Did he just walk down the street? I mean, how does this thing end?
The version I saw, she just stands there and yells at him and makes him hold the sign and then kind of walks off.
Okay. And we don't know where he ended up. The sheriff, according to a post over at Huffington Post, is saying that the detectives did visit with the young man last night. They're working with CPS. It is an active investigation. He says he believes the video is absolutely disgusting and the child should not have been subjected to such awful behavior by his mother. Now, there are plenty of kids who are subjected to awful behavior by their parents. That doesn't make that behavior right, but it's also awful to have parents abusing
one
another.
I'm not saying that the state should intervene. The state should not intervene if this is all that's going on, but mostly because the state's not going to do anything better. And is intervention in this case really appropriate? I mean, I guess the default answer is no, and since I can't overcome that, I guess I have to stay with no. But that, like, those are two very separate questions. Is she an abusive, evil human being is one question, mm-hmm. and then should the state intervene, or should anybody intervene is a second question. The answer can be yes and then no.
Right.
The state should not intervene in all abuse. I mean, that's, first of all abuse isn't a NAP violation, but this...
NAP being the non-aggression principle.
And then intervention doesn't necessarily make it better.
Right,
so
in a lot of cases, you could be taking the child from the frying pan and putting them in the fire.
Right, which is usually what happens with state intervention. And then, just because something's abusive doesn't mean, I mean, it's CPS, it's the state. They're not going to do anything better. That's
is it
ridiculous.
Abusive? I mean, look, the reverse can happen, right, where, I'm just asking a question here, I'm not taking a position necessarily, but there have been plenty of children who have told their parents, I'm leaving. And then, you know, they pack their stuff out up and they yell at their mom and their dad as they're walking out the door. And, you know, then mom and dad are like, well, if you leave, don't ever come back. Or, you know, there's like this drama, this sort of fake drama of the child wants attention. They're not getting the attention they want, or, you know, they're not getting the toy they want, or whatever it is that they want.
Well, and I mean, and a child could have, you know, worse or better reasons. Some children might do that because they want an Xbox and you won't buy them one.
Then they
Some children
out.
Might do that because they're being raped and everything in between. So I'm not ready to blame either side if that's all the information
I'm
have.
I'm just saying, if it's abusive for the parent to do it, shouldn't it also be abusive for the child
no,
to do the
for
same
two
thing?
Reasons. A, doing something to a 7-year-old is vastly different than doing something to a 30 or 40-year-old. A 7-year-old is not know that this is BS.
What if your mother
right,
is...
So, hold on. So, if Mark's son came up and just, like, you know, hit you in the shoulder playfully, that would not be, you know, assault under any definition of the law. Technically, you could say, it's a NAP violation. I'm within my rights to kill him.
Depending on how old Mark's son is, it might actually be illegal. Then it probably is illegal, because even in Louisiana, which is pretty ridiculous, the criminal culpability isn't until 10. So it's probably not even illegal. Is it wrong? Yes. But I would, like, is it abusive?
Right,
absolutely not.
If you walk up to him and hit him as hard as you can, it's most definitely assault. But if he hits you as hard as he can, You know, it's probably not even going to leave a bruise on your arm.
Standards for 7-year-olds versus adults. Also,
by the way, guys, I'm sorry. I've been a bad talk show host. I totally spaced out on Dick in Alaska. He's still there, and I apologize, Dick.
855-453.
Yeah, our toll free number. You got covered up by the sound recording I was doing, so out of sight, out of mind. And I apologize about that. We've got a little window here that shows us who all the callers are, and my sound dubbing software was unfortunately over top of your call. So welcome back. We'll get back into this. Would it be abuse if the child hit the parent?
Since we're there now, let me just say a quick comment.
Sure.
What the lady did, I certainly think it was kind of mean, but I mean, she was just basically shaming her son and scaring her, which is what a lot of parents do. And she's scaring her with the thought that you're not going to be part of this family anymore. I mean, like, if she was serious, kicked him out for that, then he would get picked up by CPS. So their punishment is, well, why don't we give him the CPS? You know, it's like, you're going to punish this lady by doing exactly what she was threatening? Like,
And I think that the reaction is absolutely wrong, but just because the reaction is absolutely wrong doesn't mean that she's right. Like, saying less wrong than the state is kind of a really low standard.
Exactly, but, you know, maybe she made a mistake. I mean, she's not spanking her kid that we know of. I mean, some people spank their kids and they say that's bad. Some people say it's good, so it's just a
I think it's bad.
Different idea on parenting, but everyone's got different ideas. So
I would put any amount of money on the fact that this woman is hitting her kids if this is how she's treating them and then filming it.
I would agree with you. This,
well,
honestly, it's highly likely.
All we can do is assume about that, though, and I would rather.
Which is legal in most places.
Assuming is legal everywhere.
Hitting your kids is legal in every state.
Right.
Well,
so
anyway,
if it's legal to hit your kid, why isn't it, you know, why is it illegal to kick them out of the house, make a show of kicking them out of the house, which is a much less violent thing? All she does in this video, she just sort of grabs them and moves them out.
I would expect them, if they do pursue charges, I would expect them to call this either abandonment or I don't know if Texas has an emotional abuse, but definitely abandonment. Like, the fact that she came back later is not relevant legally. So, like, if it's illegal...
That's a waste of money to try and prosecute her for that.
I do not think she should be prosecuted. I just think she's a worthless human being.
Well, okay, so, you know, here's another question, and this is, I think, a big question that a libertarian should face on this question, because, you know, there's no doubt some pretty bad parents out there. This lady's nasty, but she's not physically abusive on this video in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
There's some pretty bad parents out there. So what do you do if you don't have CPS, if you don't have the police to go out there and take a child from an abusive home? What's the libertarian solution to abusive parents?
I mean, in this, like, at only this level, and going, like, off of just the video.
Not just this level. I'm talking about an actual, like, hitting their kid out in public.
I think that it's a real slippery slope when you get into what is right and what is wrong. For, like, hitting and abuse, I mean, I think that's a totally different story. But in terms of shaming, if this girl's in trouble because she decided to say something to her kid, you know, all she's got is words.
Hold that thought, Dick. I really will bring you back this time. I apologize for that. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can join us there. Skype username LRN.FM. We're talking about a video that has been making the rounds online of a mother in Texas kicking her son, about, what, 7 years old, something like that?
7 or 8, somewhere around there.
7-year-old son, kicking him out of the house, giving him a sign to actually hold that indicates to maybe passersby why it is that he is on the streets with a suitcase, because he voted in a school election, in elementary school, presumably, for Donald Trump.
Yes.
And I actually did dub the audio from this. I think there was only one S-bomb dropped in there, so it really wasn't as hard to edit as you thought it was going to be. She does. You know, she's not really. It seems like she's just playing a game with him. It's a mean game. It is a very mean-spirited.
Okay, but I think you're kind of looking at this from the point of view of people who are kind of around our age. We're adults. Yeah. We know this is fake. He's a small child. There's a vast difference there. And whether or not the person... I mean, it's kind of like making threats. if you say to somebody, I'm going to stab you, that's very different than saying to somebody, I'm going to stab you with my unicorn. But if you have a 5-year-old child or a 3-year-old child who you have convinced that unicorns are real,
yeah,
then that moves that up to that level of that you're going to stab them.
Hold on. So what if I have a sword that I have called my unicorn?
Then if that's knowledge of the person you're threatening, then that is a threat.
That's absolutely
where telling
true.
Someone you're going to stab them with your unicorn isn't really assault because it's not really a viable threat.
Unless you actually have a unicorn. And you can go down to, you know, like a silversmith and have them make you a little silver unicorn with a pointy horn.
But the point is, there's a difference between a
legitimate threat.
Legitimate and unreasonable threat.
Right.
And part of whether or not it's legitimate depends, or not part of, but entirely on the audience and what you should think they believe. So if you're threatening someone with, I mean, because that prohibits, you know, assault, not assault, but force, threats of force, or fraud, this is a threat of force. So if it's really silly, like I'm going to stab you with my unicorn, that's not really a not violation, but if it's something reasonable that you could plausibly do, then it is.
And there was a question about whether or not Texas has an emotional abuse statute.
Mm-hmm.
And I did find emotional abuse is causing or permitting a child to be in a situation in which the child sustains a mental or emotional injury that results in an observable and material impairment in the child's growth, development, or psychological functions.
That last part might be hard to prove, but
standards of actual proof, what the court accepts as proof or not, is kind of a different story.
Let's get back to Dick in Alaska. Dick, any other comments you had? I know you'd called actually originally about voting, and then I totally forgot about your existence in the last segment, so I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. So we are talking about consent, and we kind of agree where even if it is consent, which it might be in some states, depending on how it's exactly worded, you know, you can revoke your consent as soon as you give it, pretty much. But my other question was, is it
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you can revoke. Wait. You can revoke your consent if that's part of the terms of the agreement. You know, in some contracts, there's a penalty for revoking your consent. So, like, if you sign up for a cell phone contract.
There's at least always a penalty, and there can be other circumstances. Like, if a cell phone contract, if the cell phone company goes debunked and it's worthless now, they're not going to make you continue to pay the contract if they're not providing service.
Well, right, but so then in that case, they violated
or the contract. So at what point after you vote does the government start violating the contract by breaking some law or breaking some Supreme Court?
Oh, immediately.
Well, and the thing that comes to mind with the word consent for a lot of people would be sexual intercourse. And there have been court rulings that have ruled that you can withdraw consent during an act. And if your partner does not stop, then it becomes rape.
Yeah, that's true. But it's different with the state because they are legally allowed to, you know, sort of rape you in a way.
Well, at the airport there.
Yeah, well, there's that. And the fact is they can change the terms of their agreement at any time, and you have to go along with it. I mean, if there is an agreement with the state, as some of these voting is violence people would suggest, then it is unlike any agreement that anyone has ever entered. And
well, it's like claiming that a mugger in Central Park is entering into an agreement with you when he points a gun at you and says, give me your money.
Go ahead, Dick.
When I vote, you know, I'm fairly new to it. This is my second presidential election voting. So, I know that I'm not going to pick the winner. If I pick the winner, then I probably picked the wrong candidate because of the way politics is today. So I know I want to send a message, and I don't want that message to necessarily say, even if it doesn't get interpreted that way, I know truthfully what it means. So if you are saying, hey, like for instance, if you were voting for Donald Trump, you are saying, hey, I want to build a wall and I want to do all, I want to bomb, you know, the Middle East and do all these other things. I don't want to give off that message. So I would only, I think it is, like we would, I think we'd agree that voting for Trump would be violence because you're certainly choosing.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't think voting is consent anyway. So if that same mugger said your money or your life, and then you then gave him your money, he can't go around saying, well, I just got a $150 donation. That's not how it works. There's no option to opt out of the government. This is not, you're not entering
into your neighbor. If you point to your neighbor and say, hey, he's got twice as much money for, as me, why don't you take half of his and you'll get off even? And then he makes, you know, that's what voting is. You're choosing a different option. It's going to be like, it's not going to be rob me a little or rob me a lot. It's going to be, yeah, rob my neighbor is what I'm basically telling.
Except there, you know, in a lot of cases are things on the ballot where you can vote down tax increases. I know it's on the school ballot yearly in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, and also Donald Trump, there are a bunch of libertarians who voted for him, and they people like Lou Rockwell were pimping Donald Trump. And Lou Rockwell, for those that don't know, is a guy who runs arguably the most popular libertarian website out there. If you go by alexa.com and you look, I don't think
a lot of people would consider
popular.
Him to be more of a paleoconservative than
maybe
a libertarian.
Now, but the headline on the site is anti-state, anti-war. I mean, that's
right.
You know, that's a pretty anarchist sounding statement there at the header of the site, but yet they were pimping Donald Trump as the lesser of the evils option, and there was a strong argument that one of his authors was making that Trump was the most anti-war choice of the two major party candidates.
And I wouldn't necessarily argue that. I think that he was definitely better than Hillary Clinton in a lot of ways, but my issue is, if you think of the presidency as this next presidency as a reduction of violence or a reduction of
I don't think that at all.
Well, let's say you voted for Gary Johnson. He would certainly be right. And I'm guessing Daryl voted for Daryl. I voted for Daryl, as you know. And
yep, so Daryl voted for Daryl.
Yeah, I don't. And was it Melanie? I don't know who you voted for or if you voted. But
you do vote. You are an anarchist who votes.
I couldn't vote for either of those two. I just couldn't do it. I do
who
think that one is less worse. Gary Johnson. Think that one is less worse than the other, but I just couldn't do it. And that's not to say it's wrong, because I don't think that it is.
Is it wrong to vote for Donald Trump?
I think it depends on why you're voting for him.
That's right.
Because what is happening is the state is giving, I mean, it's kind of a Sophie's Choice situation. The state is telling you, I'm either going to commit this list of atrocities or this list of atrocities.
Right.
And you get to pick, in theory, if elections are real. And
I think you should vote your heart. So, like, if your heart's telling you to vote for Trump, then I don't want to necessarily argue with what your heart's telling you to do. But
I would hope you would.
Oh, he's going to be
violent.
Bad. Absolutely, he is. Of course he is. Hey, Dick, thanks for the call, man. Good discussion tonight. I appreciate it, and thanks for hanging on. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But it is funny watching, you know, some of these libertarians get all excited about, is Trump going to, is he going to appoint Andrew Napolitano?
Probably not.
If you can afford a LASIK procedure, sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, the mother who kicked her son out of the house. I got the audio from the video here ready to go. We'll play that for you here in a moment. But, you know, if she'd only taught him about libertarianism beforehand, then none of this would have had to have happened. In fact, there's a way for you to get involved with the Libertarian Party. We are giving away free memberships to Free Talk Live listeners to the National Libertarian Party. You can go to lp.org/FTL. That's LP like Libertarian Party, .org/FTL like Free Talk Live. And that gets you involved in what is apparently a very, very popular party now. I guess they had at least 10,000 people sign up for the Libertarian Party this year alone. So it's going to be an interesting showdown coming up in 2020. Will the radical wing of the party, of which you are a member, Darrell W. Perry, will the radicals be able to wrest control back from these people who have been watering down the party for a couple of decades?
And it's also going to be interesting to see, of all the people that signed up so far this year, how many stick around?
That's true, because you do have to renew your membership, you know, year by year.
Well, and that there were some people that, you know, they were hoping that Gary Johnson would have qualified for that federal welfare check because they believed the lie that if Gary gets 5%, then no libertarian ever has to collect a petition again, which is an outright lie, because there are some states to where when a party gets major party status, they have to collect petitions.
Huh. Okay.
Michigan being one of them. So the Michigan LP has qualified for a primary in 2018.
I see.
And now their candidates need to go out and collect half as many signatures as if they were independent candidates. So if they were an independent statewide candidate, they would need 30,000 valid signatures.
Now 15,000.
They need 15,000 just to get on the primary
before they qualify.
Well, that would not change the ballot access law in Michigan.
Yeah, who cares about Michigan?
But my point is, in Michigan, they've got qualified party that gets ballot status, where all you do is file a piece of paper and you're on the general election ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Nominees are chosen at the convention. And then you have major party status, where you qualify for a primary, and then you have to collect a lot of signatures just to get on the primary ballot. So
even the Republicans and Democrats have to collect those signatures.
Yes.
Interesting.
And
although they tend to sometimes ignore that a lot of the time. And let them on the ballot anyway.
If it's one of the...
I've seen some states do that.
Nationally, there are secretaries of state that will look the other way, especially if it's an establishment candidate.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, this petition looks good. And then they never look through to verify everything. But if it's somebody, they go through with, the L on Larry here doesn't look like the L on Larry's voter registration form. So, therefore, invalid.
So if you want to get involved with the Libertarian Party, you can get a free membership just for being a Free Talk Live listener. Go to lp.org/FTL to do that. As we continue here, I do have the audio. We're going to play some of it for you of the mother kicking her son out of the house. Is this child abuse? Is this emotional abuse? And should emotional abuse be illegal? Is another question.
Well, there have been studies that show that the brain responds to emotional pain the very same way that the brain responds to physical pain.
Interesting.
I think emotional abuse is worse, but it doesn't follow that it should be illegal.
I agree. In fact, I do want to come back to the larger question, which we really haven't had a chance to get into yet, is how would libertarians handle this? Right, because it seems like this is the obvious reason, I think, to a lot of people, one of the obvious reasons to have a government around is so the government can do what's in the best interest of the children. Now, we all know that's not true. When it comes to CPS, a lot of times kids end up in a more dangerous environment because of that. But I want to get into that here in a moment. But here's the audio that I found on Facebook from the mother in Texas.
Since you voted for Donald Trump, you can get your shit and get out. The suitcase is packed by the door. Yeah, been packed since this morning. Bye.
Okay, so now we know what time of day it is. It is darkish looking. It's getting darker outside. So it is the evening when this is happening. Light is going away very quickly outdoors in Texas.
And as everybody that is familiar with Game of Thrones knows, the night is dark and full of terrors.
Matter of fact, and get your sign so when the people see you outside, they know why you're standing out there. Here you go. No. Here. Take your sign. Get up. Come on here.
Now, for those of you just tuning in, the sign reads, quote, "My mom kicked me out because I voted for Donald Trump."
Come on here.
And so the rest of the video is just yelling and crying. And I think we can skip it because, it's yelling and crying.
Well, yeah, I mean, she yells, he cries, and then outside, she follows him outside. I'll jump ahead to
And there's more part. Yelling and crying outside.
Bye, Donald Trump lover.
This is outside, so he's walking down the driveway at this point.
You got school tomorrow. You should have thought about that.
Now, that line right there is one of those, I'm the parent, I'm right kind of lines. This really doesn't seem to be
because
much
I said
more,
so.
Yeah. Well, like, hey, you had to go to school. Well, maybe you should have thought about that, son, before you went and voted for Donald Trump.
And at one point she said, you can't stay here. So she is clearly trying to make him think that he can't live there anymore.
Bye. This is where you're going to be at from now on.
No.
Yes. Why did you vote for him at school? Why did you vote for him at school?
Math.
Why did you vote for him at school?
Well, because he would keep me in
I could not understand a word he said.
She repeats it. She says, because you see him on TV a lot.
Bye-bye. Anyways, yep, you see him on TV. Well, I hope you find another TV to see him on, because this is going to be your new home. You can't come back here. Bye.
Now she's walking away.
He voted
at this point
for Donald Trump. No.
And she's explaining to her other child who is with her, apparently.
The toddler that probably doesn't comprehend anything other than, you know, Big Brother is standing on the sidewalk.
And now the other kid's crying.
Bye.
That's pretty much the end of the video there.
So I can't put up with it.
Yeah, we skipped some of the crying. I mean, look, I find it kind of funny. That's
kind of disturbing. Yeah. Actually.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why I don't have kids. I really can't stand them. But I don't think there's a crime here. I think it's just messing with them.
Crime is a thing that's illegal. So there's a crime probably here. There's a crime.
I don't think there should be a crime here. I mean, this is just, she's messing with the kid's head. It's not really that, you know, fundamentally different from when a child says, I'm leaving, and then they slam the door.
It is very fundamentally different, because the adult knows the kid can't leave. The adult can make the kid stay. And while the adult has a responsibility to the child, it doesn't really work the other way around.
Yeah, but most parents know that their kid, if they pull this kind of move, is going to stand across the street sulking.
Yeah, most parents
right,
know.
Crying.
Most
but the 7-year-old does not have the cognitive functions to realize, oh, mom's pulling an elaborate prank.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He's just going to stand there and cry. He's going to come back over to the front door. He's going to knock on the front door when he's finally ready to come back home. And, you know, mom's going to
know. He might just stand out there until mama goes out and says, you can come back in the house.
He might. And she might just do that after like an hour or something like that. I mean, it's Texas. It's not like it's freezing cold out there right now. This just happened. It's probably relatively warm outside. He does have a suitcase full of stuff, presumably. So, you know, he's not going to be freezing to death outside.
Well, he's not going to be freezing to death. I mean, I'm not saying that at any point this child is in danger of dying. I mean, but first of all, it's her fault from the beginning, because if your 7-year-old doesn't know who should be president, instead of expecting them to magically know, maybe you should talk to them if that's this important to you that they know that. And maybe if you don't like how the school runs things, then maybe don't put your child in the government school.
That's a good choice.
And
yeah.
Then, so the kid's like 7. No, he does not understand what's happening. He is being abandoned. Whether or not that's her intention or not, I don't really care. He is being abandoned. That is what is happening here. The fact that she goes and gets him later isn't entirely relevant.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And what do you do in a situation if there's real abuse? See, I don't consider this to be actual abuse. But if there's real abuse going on in a family situation, what does the libertarian propose to do about that if there's no government around that you can turn to and cry to CPS and have them fix the problem?
Like, if
hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.